Good drink, good place.
Yeah,
there is air conditioning.
All right. This is my Jewish background makes me say that. So don't ask. Well, you could ask, but I won't tell you. So before I start with these guys, I'll just tell you what happened. I don't usually have to go get coffee on the way because I have it at home. But yesterday, I had one of those cheap K-cup makers. You guys know what I mean? So it served me well for like 2 years. But yesterday, I pushed the button and I walked away and it's like, what's that? So I looked over in the kitchen and there's like this billowing white smoke coming from underneath it. And just because of the way I am, I didn't think, oh my God, I hope it doesn't burst into flames. I thought, what do you mean? We already have a new pope. That's my joke that I thought of. So
we got
anyway,
an American pope.
Yeah.
Coffee and religion.
Yeah. So this is how I bring these guys on air. So Linda and Linnea, feel free to make any happy noises that you want. But I want to introduce this band from New York. It's Bootleg Dan's latest find from New York. They're called Saint Divine. And the guys in the band, their names rhyme, which drives DJs crazy. There's Will. Hi, Will.
Hey, how are you?
And there's Phil.
Good morning.
And they both play guitar. One's bass, one's regular. Is that correct?
No, I'm the rhythm guitar, and Phil's the lead guitar.
Oh, and Judy?
I play guitar, but I'm not going to be doing that today.
Well, no, this is radio. Nobody can see you. It's fine.
So I don't like stolen valor. So.
That's very admirable. I like that.
Why, thank you.
I'm not like that. I'm very, very, never mind. But anyway, welcome. It's so nice to have you at WMFO.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
So this is a really new band for you guys, just last year.
Yes, we formed in 2024.
And how did that come about? Did you guys know each other? Or
we had met through a mutual friend of ours, Ivan Julian, from Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
I didn't realize that he was the conduit here. That's cool.
Yeah, Ivan and I go way back. Ivan and I own a studio together in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And Ivan was doing a career retrospective and had hired Judy to sing. And I was just kind of there as a studio co-owner. And then I was asked to come on and sing as well. I had co-written the title track of his last record.
Okay.
And Judy and I got to be friends almost instantly. And I think it was about a year later, we were at a mutual friend's party. And I kind of took a look at her and I was like, oh, this makes sense. And I talked to her. And next thing you know, we were in the studio working together and really didn't have a shape or a form. And we worked together. It came together so well that we were just like, we got to make this happen. And everything, it's been a whirlwind over the last year.
Yeah, and Judy, I'll just tell everybody out there, since this is radio, you can't see, Judy is smiling ear to ear while you're talking about this.
It's so true.
Did you realize that was happening?
Well,
I mean, you're just so happy about the whole thing.
Well, from my perspective, what Will said is very true. We had like similar cultural backgrounds. We had similar musical influences. We had similar goals, and we had a really highly compatible, complementary skill set. Mm. And so when we had played a few songs together and he said, we should record this, I was thinking it was going to be Will and I recording. And I walked into Super Giraffe Sound and he had assembled like a room full of world-class musicians. And the feeling was, what did I just walk into?
Yeah.
This is amazing. And I feel like I knew right then. I was like, this is going to take off so fast. And so in 2024, I think we covered over 500 miles and played around 15 shows. And it's been nonstop. It's been wonderful. I couldn't be happier.
Well, that tells me something about you. playing live is everything for you, right? You just love it.
Yes, I do. It is my lifeblood. I feel like live performance is, it's catharsis, it's healing, it's communication, it's expression. There's the audio element, there's the visual element, there's the energy exchange between the performers and the audience, and that's what I live for.
I love that. All right, so for such a young band, I noticed this because you use these quotes in some of the promotions that you've done. I'm just going to read some of these things.
Oh, no, what did I say?
No. Oh, you know what? Now I can't even find what I was doing.
Saved.
You know, the two quotes that you used in the promotion, I had them. I can't find them at the moment, but it described the band. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you try paraphrasing, Mike?
All right. It was trying to describe Saint Vincent as just a raw.
Yeah, we get that a lot. We get confused with Saint Vincent because of the sanctitude of our expression. But so
just a raw sound, you know.
In some ways, yeah, we like to jump genres a lot. So Saint Divine is very much rooted in punk. It's very much rooted in Americana. But
that's
we
it.
Also have some jangle pop songs. We have like some twee songs. We do really nice, like, you know, boy girl harmony. And we like to just like explore our ideas without being limited to like a particular genre. So we do jump around. That's very much.
Yeah, but I think at the root of it all is garage rock.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really obvious when everybody gets to hear you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that happened was as soon as I asked Judy to do this, she goes, I'm playing a show. Do you want to play with me? And I didn't even know what it was. And I said, sure. And one of the reasons why I wanted to form this band was I had not played live in a while, pandemic and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
And I had assembled a band with most of the members of the current band that was just kind of a recording project during the pandemic. But we brought Judy in and did a cover of The Cramps, which is on our EP,
mm-hmm.
New Kind of Kick. And it was interesting because when I brought her in, the guys were kind of like, oh, okay, here comes the girl. And Judy took off like a, you know, bat out of hell.
Yeah.
And everyone in the room was just like, oh my God, here we go. And it was such a dynamic recording that it was kind of like, okay, this is what our strength is. We can build from here.
Yeah, you guys actually have a YouTube channel called all lowercase Saint Divine _official.
Brand new.
And I was looking at that, and there are two songs that are on there. You've got a couple, I think five songs on this EP. Five or six?
Six.
Yes, six.
So it said to me, like, the two songs that you picked for the videos must be the ones that you really are, like, in love with. So New Kind of Kick was the first one that I saw, and I was like, Jesus. That's really fun. It's like an earworm. So I want to play that one in a bit, and also Swallow, which is a complete, I mean, whatever you do in the chorus where you go SWA, low,
mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know how you came up with that, but it just works. So well, I can't wait for everybody to play it. Now, Judy, you've been doing this a long time.
For a minute, yeah.
For somebody who's like 19 years old, it's amazing.
Why, thank you.
It really is. But there's another band that is still active called Psycho Positive.
Yes.
And I decided that I had to see what that sounded like too. So I'm going to play a song from that as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Are there any differences really between that project and this one?
Huge differences.
Yeah.
They're completely different. So Psycho Positive, I kind of refer to it as like psychedelic shoegaze cave punk, which is a genre that
cave punk.
Yeah, we
wait, I want to write
that
down.
Yeah,
that's nice.
We invented that.
Yeah,
and so it's really not like any other project, but it originated as just kind of like a pickup band in a way for friends to get together, and then it really solidified around like 2017, and we've been playing ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it's really I again these three songs that I picked. Are just an amazing way for everybody out there to get an idea of what you sound like. But singer-songwriter isn't all you do.
No, it's like I think everyone is multifaceted, and I've just been lucky that some of my facets are a little bit more public-facing, but there's a lot that also that people don't see.
So being an author.
That's one of them, yes.
Yeah. How many books have been published?
I've published six.
Over what time period?
I started publishing, like, my first book came out in 2005, and then I was really popular for a couple years, and then I went through about 10 years of not being very popular at all, and then around 2017 was my year, and I got popular again, and then I got picked up by a Big Five publisher and started releasing a hardback series with Simon & Schuster, which has done really well, so I have five titles in that series as well.
Wow. Now, what do you mean by not popular, got popular again? Is that something about being a published author?
Yeah, or a musician. You know, there's the public interest kind of ebbs and flows. And so I've been through, like, you know, the new age phase and then the mind, body, spirit phase. And now it's like the self-transformation phase. So I've been here all along. They just keep calling it something else, and then the public pays attention, and then their mind turns elsewhere, then they turn back.
So would you say that, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the books, but it's quite a thing, I think, to be a published author. So would you say that the books have an overarching theme, bottom line theme?
Yes, they're all about witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you consider yourself to be a practicing?
I'm a modern witch. I am witch enough.
Yeah? I'm witch enough. So not too much.
Witch enough.
Yeah, because if it was more, I'd be scared.
Are you?
No, I'm totally... Can't you tell? I'm not schwitzing at all.
You're smiling, too.
You might want to rethink that.
So people can find these books where you can find books on Amazon and everything?
Yes, Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores across the world.
You know, out of everything that I've heard from you guys and learned about you over the past couple of days, that really impresses me. I'm so happy that you found... the time and success being able to publish books like that. I love books.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really amazing to have this life journey that's right? Rock and roll powered by witchcraft.
Oh, Jesus, that's another great quote. So Ivan Julian, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit because a Bootleg Dan, he called in maybe a year and a half ago when that album came out. So I've met him via the phone. So that must be a really nice connection. And it's awesome that that's how you guys get together.
Yeah. Ivan and I have been friends for quite a while. He's a great guy and a very incredibly talented guy.
Hell of a prolific artist.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Absolutely. So I want to play some of these songs that I mentioned. I want to play from the new EP, New Kind of Kick, Swallow, which I that's the one. I love that. And from Psycho Positive, I want to play Red Knee Socks. Just a mention on Red Knee Socks, because that one just grabbed me. What is the deal with that song?
Okay, so that song, I have to give a lot of credit to our producer, Greg Talenfeld, who also produced a Pavements album. That song was mostly crafted out of some spoken word outtakes that we did. The original recording was a song that we wrote called 75, and we were doing this spontaneous kind of improvisational spoken word as kind of like a backing layer, and Greg took that and created a whole new song out of it.
You must be so happy with the way it came out.
It was a lot of fun to have like an audio engineer who kind of like understands us better than we understand ourselves.
I mean, I've heard it through twice only in my life, and I played it immediately again after I heard it, because it's like, you know how it is. I mean, either you get it or you don't for a song or any kind of art. So I can't wait to do that. So I'm going to start with a New Kind of Kick, work our way through Swallow
awesome.
And Red Knee Socks, and we'll be back to continue with Saint Divine after this at WMFO.
Life is short, filled with stuff. Don't know what for. Something I ain't had. Some new kind of buzz.
Somebody go off my head.
I'm looking and looking and looking for
something I ain't had before.
I'm looking and looking and looking and looking to find
some new kind of kid. Some new kind of kick. Give me a kick. I want some new kind of kick.
Like baby needs mom.
Like Susie needs dick.
Lips baby needs.
Some new kind of kick. I want 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 looking and looking and looking for
something I ain't had before.
I'm looking and looking and looking and looking to find.
We'll be right back. don't know what for. I ain't had enough. I want some new kind of kick. I want some new kind of kick. So give me a kick. I want some new kind of kick. A Drano hot shot, whack attack, a helium, a nitrous oxide, formaldehyde, some new kind of kick, some new kind of kick.
Wanna swallow my pride, so I won't be so hollow inside.
Are you tall enough for this ride?
It's so rock and roll, isn't it? It's 10:24 in the morning. I'm Mike. This is WMFO Medford. I'm here with Saint Divine, Judy, and Will, and Phil. Yeah, I know. It is difficult to remember. We just heard a couple of songs from a couple of projects. The first two are from Saint Divine. They've got a new EP that is called You Can't Go Forward and You Can't Go Back. So tell me about the title. Wait, I'll turn the mics on because then people can hear you.
Okay. It's a line from one of the songs, Mirror,
okay,
that Judy had written.
Okay, cool. So we heard New Kind of Kick, a cover, and S-W-A-L-O, Swallow. That chorus is what got me in that song. Any stories about how that came about? It's just earworm.
Well, it's funny you mention that because when we played our first show, we played that and people just kept coming up to us. What was that song?
Yeah.
And in the course of the night, we hadn't really thought much about it because we were just coming together as a band. And that was the first instance of a true collaboration between Judy and myself. We both are songwriters, but we're not really collaborators. And I was trying gingerly to figure out how we were going to work this, whether it was going to be her songs and my songs or whatever. And just out of desperation, I said, "Hey, why don't you send me some lyrics?" And she sent me this crazy set of lyrics that I suddenly realized was a dialogue between two people, basically a fight. And I must have written it instantaneously. It made perfect sense. And it made perfect sense in terms of the band and us as a band and as the dual front people and as a conversation that we seem to have this conversation throughout all of the songs.
And in the song, it works in the cadence of the song.
Yeah.
It just does.
So then one night, we had it down, and, you know, we had the swallow, and I was actually riding my bike, and I was thinking to myself, S-W-A-L-O. And I, of course, texted her immediately, and that became that.
So both being songwriters, is it something that you just, like, when you hear something like that, you're like, oh, expletive. Like, this is going to work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think with most songwriters now, if you could look at their phones and they're recording the whatever the notes thing is, I mean, it's just filled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a hand up over there. And it's crazy because they get so filled that every couple of weeks I have to, like, go back and go through them. And it's like, what was I thinking? You know, but every once in a while, you know, you get something and you're in the grocery store.
Yeah. And it's a labor of love, I'm sure.
It's a 24-hour process.
It is. So during your first show, you weren't even part of the band, right?
No, I am a past bandmate of Will's and a friend, and as all friends, you know, show up at their friends' shows, I was there, sitting at the bar.
Right.
As luck would have it, I knew we needed a guitar player, and so I pitched to the band in a very passive-aggressive way, I guess. Hey, guys, I know a guy who could fill in until we find a guy, knowing that Phil was the perfect person for this band.
He's named perfectly.
Yeah, so we came in, he did a few practices, we played a show, and then I just put everyone on the spot and said, what about Phil? Okay. You know, and the rest is history. He has fit in completely perfectly.
He certainly did.
Yeah.
All right. Love those three songs. People listening, folks, humans listening, you can find that great music. It's on all the regular places, and you can stream it or buy it.
Yep.
I hope.
What?
Yeah.
That'd be great if people streamed it and bought it.
So Saint Divine's EP is You Can't Go Forward and You Can't Go Back. Psycho Positive was just a single back in 2022, Red Knee Socks. What a great track that was. And there's another one that's on this new EP that you want to play live. Tell us about Four Walls.
Four Walls was a song that actually predates the band. I had written it during the pandemic with a little help from my friend Kerry Groff. And just kind of pieced it together, and it was not a duet, and then all of a sudden I realized this is definitely a duet, so, you know, got Judy Ann to put a vocal on it, and it was just like, okay, this just went to a whole other place.
All right. So. Well, you guys are going to play it live. I'm going to stand up, which I never do, because I'm going to swing this mic around to catch all the sounds here. This is Saint Divine live in Studio A, and this is Four Walls.
Clearing the night's bloom inside another yellow room. Spoils of the parade and the damage.
searching for a witness to recite the tale. Clearing the blueprints so I won't fail. If love was a hotel room, steep with sweet perfume, with Samson and Delilah dancing by the fire, moving to the rhythm, not even till we're higher, gasoline in the alley. I'll be the seeker, digging a hole.
I'll be the seer,
pawning toads gold, pretending it never hurts, selling the lie. We float among the worn sheets, a pirouette in her eye. If love is a hotel room that yearns while the speakers boom, hung by a wire, six letters speak desire. We're moving to the rhythm, not leaving till we're higher, gasoline in the alley. For a witness who'll take these four walls down. I'm searching for a witness. These four walls are a rival, like Gideon's Bible, staring from the nightstand, promising a stiff right hand. If love is a hotel room, steep with sweet perfume, with Samson and Delilah dancing by the fire, moving to the rhythm, not even till we're higher, gasoline in the air.
A wonderful track. Thank you so much playing that one. That's a lot different than the other ones that I heard on the record. The quiet one?
Well, yeah. I mean, as Judy alluded to, we've got a lot of different influences, and you know, we don't like to stick to one place for too long. We don't want to get predictable.
Mm. Well, thank you so much. You guys are going to be on the bill tonight at the bar, and you've never played there before?
No.
Been there before,
but not with Saint Divine.
So. Yeah, that stage is, you know, just a beautiful place to be. So you'll be there tonight with Linnea's Garden,
yes.
Yeah. With Girl with a Hawk. It's an early show. Yeah. Doors at 6. You guys hit, I think, at 6:15. And we'll be off and running. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. So we're going to talk to Linda from Girl with a Hawk in a little while. But at 10:33, Linnea is going to work her way over here. We're going to talk a little bit to her. And look, there's Linnea. Hi, Linnea.
Hi, Mike.
So your whole band is going to be with you tonight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We got Hands and Super Tough Ray Clough backing up the rhythm section.
He is, yep. And it's such a great band, everybody, if you haven't seen Linnea's Garden. And I'll just mention, I mentioned it off air, but I'll say it on air, that you and Hands are now a married couple.
That is a rumor going around. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a wonderful thing. I've always loved you two guys. You know, as a couple. You know, and he's such a smart, wonderful, good guy, and a really good musician too.
Oh my God, I know, I'm so lucky.
Right? Yeah, and Ray on the drums, I mean, just a powerhouse.
Wonderful, yep. Yes.
So you, I was talking to you before, the last time you were here, I don't remember the circumstances of it, but I think you had just come off another tour, and at that point it was the largest, longest tour you ever did. But you've outdone yourself this time.
We have. We just came back from another Midwest tour, and we also toured the Southwest earlier this year. So it's been really exciting. I mean, you know, 3,200 miles we just did in the van on the last one.
And it was like 13 dates, right? And you've still got two. One tonight.
It was very fun.
One tonight.
It was just wonderful. I mean, you know, we play Detroit, we play New York, we play Vegas, we play the big cities, but it's really the small cities that we just meet the most amazing people. You know, we always say bring the music to where the people are. So Mason City, Iowa, Madison, Wisconsin, Amarillo, Texas. We have had some of the most amazing shows.
Oh, you can get a steak there, man. I'll tell you.
Oh, huge steak. Yes. I kept seeing the ads for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we just had a wonderful time, and we got to end it in the studio. We did like 4 days in the studio in Brooklyn, actually, working with Rob Norris at the Living Room Studios and Tom O'Donnell producing. So this was just fantastic.
So something tells me there's more music coming out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we've been playing like our 4 new songs on this tour and the last tour, and we're gonna be releasing them starting in the fall.
So we're gonna hear those. EP. We're gonna hear those tonight.
We will, yes.
Okay, and probably next time you play too, which July 31st over at Deep Cuts.
That's right.
And July 31st, as you well know, I'm sure, is my birthday.
It is.
So very
oh
good
God.
Choice.
Happy
what a good
birthday.
Choice.
Yep. Almost. It's
not my Beatles birthday, but almost my Beatles birthday.
That's so exciting.
Now you're supposed to say, Mike, you don't look half that age. How can you possibly be? Go ahead.
Mike, you don't look that
All right.
age.
That was coerced. Never mind. It doesn't count.
I don't even know what a Beatles birthday is. Is that bad?
Yeah, 64.
Oh, like when I'm 64.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was like, is it 60? That's what my brain went.
Yeah, but I look 35,
early.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
All right, but enough about me. So what can you tell us about these new songs? This is the first time hearing about that.
Oh, they're angry. They're real angry.
Okay.
I mean, but you know, it's more than just the anger. I think I sing about things that are really specific to me, but then it actually seems to be singing about archetypes. So
okay.
I think a lot of people might find, you know, some common ground there when we play these songs. So there's one called Girl on Guitar, which, as you know, the title might indicate, kind of about experience being a woman in the music industry and, you know, other industries too. Like, I'm a scientist as well, but it's mainly about the music industry and growing up and stuff. And, you know, there's a song called Stop Codon, which is also like a scientific reference. This is a punk song. We'll play it early in the set tonight. Very excited. And we got a couple of ballads. One is called Her, and the other is called Sell Your Love. So we'll be playing them all tonight.
All
Those
right.
are
Can't
the new
wait.
Ones.
So let me just, I want to play a couple songs of them. Of them? Okay. From Linnea's Garden. You may not, from your Looking Forward to the Moment EP that came out, my favorite is To 10.
That's your favorite?
I love To 10.
To 10, yes.
Yeah. Just the way that you, I mean, turn it up to 10. You know, I just love that song. Can you tell a little bit about that?
210 is, you know, it's my birthday. It's my lucky number. It's something we see everywhere. You know what's funny is as soon as we left the studio to come home from New York, guess how many miles it was to our
210?
Home in Somerville? 210.
How did I guess that?
And it's half of 420. I mean, and it's just like you start seeing these things everywhere once you start. And it's just like, what is the magic in the universe? What makes you shine? Like, how do you get through the day that is difficult? Trying to cosplay as a normal person, whatever is normal. I don't know. What is normal? What is neurotypical?
Who
even knows,
who cares?
Right? Who cares?
I don't
want to be that.
No, nope.
But that's kind of what the song's about, is letting your freak flag fly.
All right, cool. And then I'm going to play the Chaos Mix.
Oh, nice.
Of the song that I told you I love, Chaotic Bisexual Summer. I want to spin those two right now. I'm going to start with 210 and then play Chaotic Bisexual Summer. We'll be back after this. It's WMFO Medford. Linnea's Garden, you just heard a couple of tracks from them. 210 and the remix, the chaos mix of Chaotic Bisexual Summer. And Linnea, you have a couple things you want to talk about.
Well, I always say the best gig we're going to play is the one we're about to do. Yeah. So everyone who's available, please come to the gig tonight at the Burren. 6 p.m., St. Divine, Linnea's Garden, and Girl with the Hog, presented by Bootleg Dan. It's going to be awesome. And then we also have a show July 31st at Deep Cuts in Medford with New York bands Desert Sharks, Power Pose, and locals White Lipstick.
Nice.
And August 6th at Taffeta in Lowell, we're opening for the Dolly Rots and the Black Widows. So nice. I'm going to be very excited about that one. Nice. Please come out. We're opening the show at 8 p.m.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Linnea. It's always awesome to see you. All right. And last but certainly not least... everybody's pal Linda Vienz is here from Girl with a Hog.
Yay!
Hi there.
Good morning, everybody. Yep. It's so great to be here as always.
So you're playing tonight as well.
Yes.
What a bill.
It's a good one. It's real strong. Gonna be a lot of good energy flying around.
So you guys have been playing a lot, but you also spent some time in Cali. It's California.
California, yeah, otherwise known as.
Yeah, recording with Pete Weiss.
Yes.
I mean, I can't wait. When's that stuff coming out?
Well, two have come out. No one like you.
That's not the question I asked you. When is the whole thing coming out?
Oh, sorry, the full record. Probably.
Jeez, Linda.
Sorry, Mark. You're so specific and
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, I know.
So niche. No. Probably early. Hopefully January, February, 2026.
Okay. Yeah. It's right around the corner. I mean, it's
full
July.
Length, so trying to do 9 songs and yeah, it'll be here before we know it. So we're taking some time off. Nancy and Pete are going to California.
Oh, nice.
For the month of September. Pete's going to be working out there and having different people come in doing projects. And so we're going to just be overdubbing here and getting the artwork done and doing all the things you do.
Okay. And it looks like Bootleg Dan wants to say something. Quick.
All right. Hey, you know what? Thank you, Mike, for everything you do here at WMFO. And I want to thank the ladies. This is going to be a hell of a show. I'm really psyched about it. Some of the best female leads in the country.
And don't forget tomorrow at the Worthing.
And at the Worthing, we're going to be the Chelsea Curve, Stop Calling Me Frank, and Corin Ashley.
Wow, yes. What a weekend of music we got
here. Yeah, that's right, man. It's all about the music for me. Bringing bands from New York, to Boston, and back and forth.
Thank you, Dan.
Can't help but.
All right, so I want to take the last 11 minutes that we have and play a couple from Girl with a Hawk.
Thank you.
I want to start with It's the Way. That's the new single.
Yep.
I've heard that many times when you play it live, but it's finally recorded and out.
Yeah.
Just a word or two about that.
Sure. Well, you probably are playing the radio cut, which is totally fine. But we recorded that out in California, looking out at the ocean, and we have a long version of it on Bandcamp, the full version, where we have a very long intro with ocean sounds, and it kind of sets it up for the streamy thing. But this version goes right in. But I think you can still somehow feel the air and the wind and the sun from California in this tune. So,
all right, cool. So let's start with It's the Way, then I'm going to play Share It All, and we'll be back to say goodbye right here at WMFO.
Thank you. Thank you.
10:58 in the morning at WMFO Medford. Let's have a round of applause for those wonderful songs we just heard from Girl with a Hawk.
Thank you so much.
Tonight it's the Burrins, Girl with a Hawk. It's Lenaire's Garden. It is St. Divine. Doors open at 6. Be there.
Yes.
On B Square. Thank you to everybody who came in.
Thank you,
Dean. Yeah, thank you, everybody. And it's just about 11 a.m. right here at WMFO. And guess who's here today for something about the women? It looks like my friend Kirsten.
Yes. I haven't been here in a while. I thought I might need to reintroduce myself.
Yeah, well, that's why. See, I'm taking care of you. That's what I do.
You are. You're my dance partner. You keep me safe and looking good.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Well, it's been true since the moment I stepped into this station.
I know, but usually I don't have to, like, goad you into it. I'm a little upset about that.
You didn't really goad me into it. Did you know where this was going?
I'm just trying to start trouble. Yeah.
If you start trouble, I'm going to have to take that back. I'm going to have to be, you're going to be my anti-dance partner. Mm-hmm. It's so great to see all of these faces in here. And of course, Linnea and Linda and Judy are going to hang out a little bit and chat on something about women.
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo! All right.
Did you want to say anything before we start on some music?
Well, it's